You're listening to RTE Choice, and this is Framerate.
Hi there, and you're very welcome to this week's edition of Framerate with myself, Barry Bracken, and Peter Grogan.
Yes, and this week I'm going to be looking at Shrek Forever After, the fourth and final installment in the ever.
I want to come to a movie that's out at the moment and people are going to see in their droves, which is a good thing, but there's a little bit of opinion sort of swimming against the tide. Inception, I'm talking about, namely.
Ah, yes.
The movie that we loved last week and the movie that a lot of people are loving. But it's fair to say that there is, in certain critical quarters, maybe early signs of backlash. Yeah,
there's always backlash when everything gets a big... big reviews, you know. Yeah. Like, except for Pixar, I think they're backlash proof.
But this is the thing. For instance, I just have the culture section of last week's Sunday Times. Quotes: Inception wants badly to be a Matrix-like reality ain't what it seems film, but it has very little to say about reality. It takes itself far too seriously and has no sense of fun. To Nolan fans who see it, I can only say sweet dreams. Cosmo Landsman. Sunday
well, Times. Cosmo, if I may call you Cosmo. Go to hell. No, like, opinions are, everyone is entitled.
Exactly.
To Cosmo's
Scott opinion. Pilgrim versus the World. Now,
can't
for
wait.
People who don't
can't
know
wait.
About this, this is Michael Cera of Superbad and Arrested Development fame. It's a film adaptation of a comic book. He's just met the girl of his dreams. Unfortunately, he must kill her 7 evil exes before they kill
defeat,
him.
Defeat, Barry. Defeat.
Defeat. As a premise, and I've seen the trailer, and you should go see the trailer for this, or just go online and have a look at it. It looks great. Now, it could turn out to be terrible. We don't really know yet, but...
Well, I think this...
And it's not out till the end of August,
this,
by the way.
What we have to say is this is the Hollywood debut of Edgar Wright, the man behind the excellent series Spaced, one of my favourite films of all time, Sean.
Francesco Sciana is the actor, and he's a sort of a young Richard Gere, and he comes of age in the 50s. And
is that a good thing? Does anyone ever want to be referred to as a young Richard
he's
Gere?
He's kind of a Latin Richard
Gere. Apart from maybe Richard Gere would like to be referred to as a young Richard Gere.
Maybe, but maybe.
It's not like a film. It's like you've wandered into a lecture on the history of a world that doesn't exist, and the lecture is terrible.
The acting in that clip sounded horrendous.
No one comes out well of this at all. Performances are universally awful. The only person I recognised was Dev Patel from Slumdog, who looks like he's about to burst into...
I just found myself going, what? No, all that this is really... Do women... it's just a bit of light fun. Maybe people won't be offended. And I wasn't offended at all. But I'm just... I just think, one note, even a touch more depth, please.
I mean, it is just a comedy. It is a bit of a laugh. It's light entertainment. And on that level, I think it succeeds admirably. It's miles better than most other comedies out at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's the fair point. I still think, though, that it just bugged me in a way that I thought might go away.
It's the concepts of dreams, fantasies. They're all tied into his journey. And the special effects kind of service the story. They're not just thrown in willy-nilly. It's very subtle. And the ending is one of the most satisfying things I've seen this year.
Okay. I coined a phrase for this after I watched it. It's a spaghetti epic. it literally... It's,
if
it's,
that takes off, Barry. It's royalty payments.
It's brightly coloured.
This was like if loud, someone wanted to make a Bourne Identity film in the 90s with Jean-Claude Van Damme. I think it would turn out be pretty much like Salt.
I think Robert Ludlum should look at suing this, because as we commented to each other after we saw this movie, it's essentially Bourne.
It's Lady Bourne,
and it even ends the ending as well.
But I'll tell you, who's not tightening his belt? You're going to like this. The Eleanor Health and Beauty Systems, they're a German cosmetics company. They're releasing a fragrance, or promoted by Bruce Willis. It's called Bruce Willis. it's a fragrance for men, a man perfume or cologne, if you will. And the CEO has gone on record to say that it is this cologne is the manliest scent in the world.
Okay.
So if you want the man in your life to smell like Bruce Willis, that product will be going on sale in October.
I wonder, is it movie specific? So it's Bruce Willis at the end of Die Hard, Bruce Willis at the end
smell
of
blood, oil and sweat.
And sweat, or Bruce Willis...
You don't get much more manlier than that scent.
Yeah, exactly. You've got sixth sense scent, so a sort
it's
of a
ethereal
light.
And wispy.
Exactly. And then you've got the bad Bruce Willis movies, of which there are many.
Oh, like Armageddon, just smells like
cheese. Hey, I'm gonna
you
move
got
on.
In there quick.
I got in. I gotta move on to Robert Zemeckis.